The art and practice of throat singing, a guttural style of vocalization or chanting, is one of the world's oldest musical expressions in which the human voice produces more than one note at a time. The so-called overtone series or resonant harmonies of throat singing, fashioned, for example, by the indigenous peoples of northern Canada, the Hausa people of today's southeast South Africa, and the Tuva people from the largely rural region of Russia northwest of Mongolia, was once just a passing folk tradition. Today, throat singing is celebrated as a marker of cultural identity, particularly within Tuvan society, where herders traveled in search of the right mountainside, cordial to carrying vocal sounds a great distance. The ancient narrative on Mongolian throat singing stretches far back in time, where herding men of Central Asia rode horses, raised yaks, sheep, and camels, while sustaining a deep spiritual relationship with nature. Throat singing, traditionally done outdoors, was not just a ritual, but a way of life. In throat singing, the chant of a vocalist can produce two or more notes simultaneously through the application of a specialized vocalization technique. It benefits from the throat's chamber. The use of throat singing, which has only recently made its way to the performance stage, did not generally include women. With modernity, that has changed, as women have not only begun to negotiate the practice, but are in fact among today's most favored practitioners, celebrated for their proficiency and skillful interpretation of the genre. The old narrative suggests that only a few female throat singers have existed in Tuva's history. This is perhaps linked to the mistaken notion that a woman performing throat singing could somehow injure her male relatives or cause self-inflicted difficulties during childbirth. Legend has it that one woman, Choldakara Oyun, engaged in throat singing throughout her life and did so while milking her cows with vocalized lullabies to her children, sometimes while drinking Tuvan Araga, fermented milk alcohol. Invested with a rich voice, talent, and distinctive interpretation for the form, Sanko Namchalak, an experimentalist with an appetite for blending throat singing with various international styles, puts to rest any mislaid notions about women as practitioners of throat singing. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.